Remember all the worry about what would happen if Greece were to leave the euro, maybe even the European Union? Imagine if the UK left the EU. Well, that's on the table. There'll be a referendum before the end of 2017. And today, British Prime Minister David Cameron outlined EU reforms he hopes will allow the UK to stay. BBC political correspondent Rob Watson is with us from London. Rob, what's Cameron asking for specifically?
Well, I've got to say that it won't have come as a huge surprise to other European leaders or indeed to anyone in Britain, because it's kind of the things he's been saying all along, or certainly since he first announced that there would be a referendum. I mean, number one is to say, we want some of our sovereignty back. We want some of our power back to the British Parliament. It's secondly to say, Britain isn't a member of the euro, the currency that's shared by a lot of EU members. We don't want to be discriminated against for not doing that. Thirdly, we want Europe to be a bit more dynamic, a bit more kind of get up and go competitive. We've got to compete against the rest of the world. And fourthly, and I guess this is the most controversial one, is to make Britain a bit less attractive to migration from the rest of the EU, because there are currently about 3 million EU nationals living and working here. And a lot of people think that's just too much.
Well, how in the world would he do that? How would the Europeans help make Britain less attractive to migrants?
That's a very good question. And it's exactly what Mr. Cameron and his aides have been asking themselves. What they've proposed is by cutting welfare, basically, saying that if you were working here, say you'd come from Poland, you'd have to wait 4 years before you got the same kind of welfare available to British citizens. Mm. The idea being, well, if it looks like you come to Britain and you know you're not going to get so much money, why on earth would you come here? You certainly wouldn't come here for the food or the weather. Boom, boom. We know that joke. Now, interestingly, what David Cameron had said was, look, if European leaders can think of another way of making Britain less attractive, he'd be open to that idea. Because this one is hugely controversial, because if you had discrimination in terms of welfare or anything else, you would get rid of that level playing field that's supposed to exist across the EU and to allow for that famous freedom of movement and people and labour.
Well, how are the Europeans reacting to all of this?
Well, they've said on this specific issue of the benefits to try and curb migration that this could be problematic. But I think to step back from it all, the situation is this. The other leaders in Europe are thinking, oh my goodness, it would be a catastrophe if Britain left. It'd be like if California decided to leave the United States. I mean, it wouldn't do your union very much good. It wouldn't do the European Union very much good if its second richest member left. So bottom line is the rest of Europe is very, very keen to keep Britain in. But obviously, it's kind of tricky for them as well, because they've also got their voters and they can't be seen to be giving in to this kind of country on the, geographically at least, on the edge of Europe. So it's a tricky one. Everyone knows what they want to achieve. How do they get there?
And how likely is it that the British people would decide to leave the EU when there's a referendum over the next 2.5 years or so?
Well, the first thing I got to say is that there's not much sign that the British voters are paying much attention to this at the moment. Down the pub, in the bar, at your workplace, around the dinner table, membership of the EU, you know, it's not a massively kind of attractive issue to discuss.
But they're going to have to vote on it at some point.
But they will get round to it. And here's the deal. The opinion polls suggest that if a vote were held tomorrow, that Britain would vote to remain inside the European Union. But here's the thing. The opinion polls also suggest that there's a lot of volatility out there. In other words, all to play for.
The BBC's political correspondent Rob Watson joining us from London. Rob, thank you.
Great to be with you, Jeremy.